This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Named a winner in the 2021 Big Innovation Awards presented by the Business Intelligence Group. The group recognizes organizations and people bringing new ideas to life. ADM's groundbreaking probiotic strain was featured among the 2021 winning products in the food and beverage category. The strain enhances metabolic health through body mass index reduction with an impact on waist circumference and abdominal fat. Today, the Decatur Municipal Officers Electoral Board will meet to hear an objection to a recent petition for an advisory referendum on the sale of marijuana. The Electoral Board will convene to hear the objection filed by Jerry Stocks on the petition for referendum asking, should the city of Decatur allow the sale of recreational cannabis and cannabis-infused products to adults 21 and older? The petition for referendum was filed by Samuel Kahneman on behalf of Lisa Kendall, principal proponent of the referendum. If the referendum is allowed on the spring ballot, it would only be an advisory referendum and would not change the current ordinance. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
They have 5 days left to secure the nation's capital for the inauguration. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're concerned about the potential for violence at multiple protests and rallies planned here in D.C. and at state capitol buildings around the country.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says there's all sorts of chatter online about it.
21,000 National Guard troops from seven states have this city locked down from the capitol to the White House. It felt more like driving around in the green zone in Baghdad, which I have done numerous times, than it did driving to work in the nation's capital. Now, streets I saw this morning have been blocked by guard trucks. There's checkpoints with soldiers armed with M4 rifles.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. There have been more than 100 arrests since last week's Capitol attack, including some police officers. Fox's Evan Brown focuses on One Live.
And Dave, Houston police officer Tam Pham, who was identified as having been there at the U.S. Capitol, has now resigned from the force. His attorney, Nicole DeBoard, claims Pham traveled to Washington on his own to participate peacefully and never did anything wrong.
It was never his intent to participate in anything violent whatsoever.
But Pham realizes he could potentially face federal charges. Houston's police chief, Art Acevedo, has publicly expressed outrage over Pham's participation, Dave.
Evan, President-elect Biden wants to pay most Americans another $1,400.
The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough.
His $1.9 trillion Corona financial aid plan would also boost extra unemployment to $400 a week and give more money to small businesses and for COVID tests and vaccines. Biden's just announced former FDA Commissioner David Kessler will be chief science officer overseeing a vaccine rollout he calls dismal.
To correct course and meet our goal of 100 million shots at the end of my first 100 days as president.
Another convicted killer got a lethal injection last night at a federal prison in Indiana. Another execution set for tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to HenryUSA.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you, and God bless America.
As President-elect Biden gets ready to take office on Wednesday, he's chosen New York City Emergency Management Chief Deanne Criswell as FEMA Administrator. Now, in addition to all the security in the nation's capital, several airlines, including American, Delta, and United, are changing a weapons policy. For 1 week starting tomorrow, they'll not allow passengers to put weapons in their checked luggage on flights to and from the Washington, D.C. area. In Montana, there's a renewed push to change a law to allow more guns in public places.
GOP lawmakers have prioritized the bill after the state elected its first Republican governor in 16 years in November. The bill would allow concealed carry of firearms without a permit in most places in the state, including on public college and university campuses. It passed the state house Thursday and now goes to the Senate. Similar measures have made it through the legislature in the past, but were vetoed by Democrat governors. Supporters say getting rid of gun-free zones would allow law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. Critics cite research showing that the presence of guns would make some places, including college campuses, less safe. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A once revered church pastor is now ruined.
It's quite the resume for 67-year-old Kirby John Caldwell. He was the senior pastor at a Houston megachurch, spiritual advisor to Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, but these days he's guilty of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. This guy and his business partner were selling around $3.5 million worth of historical Chinese bonds to investors who trusted them. The only problem here is that when the Chinese Communist Party took over in 1949, these bonds lost all value. He used around $900,000 in profits to pay off credit cards and mortgages. He's been sentenced to 6 years in prison, and his term there starts this summer. John Saucier, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop like yesterday. Dow futures down about 150 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we might see up to an inch of snow, mainly this afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34, and tonight, there's a 40% chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 27. For Saturday, some snow flurries throughout the day and evening, cloudy with a high near 34. And Sunday, chance of more flurries, cloudy again with a high just over 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. Today, we will talk to Jeff Days from DPS 61, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We've got the Brinkouter Home Highlight. And if you're in Bitcoin, right, remember your password. We've got a lot to get to here today. It starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We've got a lot to get to here today. Is this guy really going to lose like $260 million because he doesn't remember his Bitcoin password?
That's probably, yeah.
That seems impossible to me that there's no other course of action.
They tell you how to track. They give you a thing to print out and store in multiple locations. I mean, the whole point is for someone not to be able to control your money.
I get that, but I have more ways to access my checking or savings account
right. So
than
do other
just
people.
A password, right?
Right, and so do other people.
Okay.
That's the difference.
All right. I would like to get into that a little bit later today because this is a very strange world to me. And this guy, evidently you have 10 chances. He's down to his last two.
Oh, no. Wait until hopefully he printed it. Hopefully he has it somewhere.
Well, if he has it somewhere, what happened with the first eight tries?
No, I'm saying I'm hoping he's going to go through a drawer and go, ah, there it is.
Man, that seems like a very – why people are a little weary of this, right? And I'm not saying I am or I'm not saying it's not a thing. I just – I find it hard to believe we're talking about any amount of money, but let alone the kind of money we're talking about. Left down or left up to whether or not you have it in your kitchen drawer, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's what he signed up for. I mean, honestly.
I
mean, it's one of the fundamental pillars of the whole thing.
I understand. I'm just saying there has to be another recourse, right? I mean, that's it?
I mean, he doesn't have his key. He could have put it on a flash drive that plugs in and locks him in. He could have saved it digitally in a trillion locations. He could have printed it out. I mean, this guy was smart enough to somehow get $260 million of Bitcoin, but didn't place the password. I mean,
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying this seems very strange to me. Anyway, good morning and welcome. Each and every Friday, we check in with District 61 to talk about the issues of the day, courtesy of Tate and Lyle. They have been longtime supporters of the Decatur Public Schools Foundation and have donated just a ton of money to help with the cause. And we welcome Assistant Superintendent Jeff Days to the program. Jeff, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Let's talk about magnet school applications. They're available online through January 31st. And what's going on?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for being with us today.
All right. Yeah. The magnet lottery process closes January 31st. So we just want to make sure that our families take advantage of the opportunities to get in several of our magnet schools, Montessori, American Dreamer, Johns Hill, and particularly Johns Hill this year because there's been priority given to the neighborhood families.
And you guys have been putting an extra concentrated effort on the push there in Johns Hill. You've been canvassing the neighborhood?
Yeah, we went out Monday for community outreach. The district did purchase door hangers to inform the community, and we had a group of gentlemen come out and volunteer. Well, not just gentlemen, but females also, because the administration of John Hill was out there as well. So we canvassed a wide area from, I think it's bounded by Martin Luther King, Lakeshore Drive, 16th, and Wood Street. So it was a good day.
All right, so these are kindergarten through eighth grade students living in that particular neighborhood are going to get priority for the available seats that are available. And how do people sign up online?
They can go to our website, to the magnet link, and fill out the application.
Okay, and what is the timeline on Johns Hill as far as new construction in the new building?
Definitely should be ready for the upcoming school year in August. For us to start, they will be adding an additional section or each one class to each grade level. So that opens up opportunity for students to attend the new Johns Hill school.
Okay. And what will be the focus of that new school as far as the magnet side of this?
Yeah, as they have always been, the focus will be arts education. So drama, music, art. That is the magnet focus of Johns Hill.
Okay, Jeff, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. DPS61.org. Nick, you often chastise me for saying slash. It's DPS61.org.
Mm-hmm. Forward slash. Yes.
Magnet. That is the web address if you're interested in signing up. Our guy went through all K through 8 at Johns Hill. We had an amazing experience there. It's a great school, the old building. Now they have a brand new building that will be ready for August, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, if you drive by it, especially at night when it has those internal like construction lights and it's glowing through the plastic, it looks like a spaceship. It's large. It's up there on the hill. It's a beautiful facility, and that baseball field's ready to roll, too. I mean, it is honestly transformed, that footprint right there, but, you know, as being part of a larger plan to revitalize that neighborhood and to integrate the people that live there with the school that's there and the park. That's, you know, it's a beautiful idea, and I'm pretty excited. And to be honest, having no construction experience, you know, just it feels kind of fast that it'll be ready to go next year. It might be slow, but it feels fast to me.
It feels fast because our sense of time right. is so off right. of the last 10 months, right?
Right.
It is incredible. And once again, a big thank you to the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, who's been working with the city and District 61 in that revitalization effort in that neighborhood. It is perfectly sort of situated to sort of be an experiment, right?
Oh, it's perfect because that is one of those old school neighborhoods where it is rows of houses, you know, park built around it, some businesses within walking distance, you know, churches, you know, all those different things that come with a neighborhood. And it's just taken a beating over the years. You know, it's had some properties run down. The school certainly needed revitalized. And now if you kind of just go back through with a fresh coat of paint and really go after some of the issues that are at hand, it's going to give our kids and the families that are around a large opportunity, and it might turn out to be where the kids grow up there, and then they end up buying the homes or taking over the homes and then take pride in the neighborhood and keep it up. It's a really great opportunity, I think, honestly.
I am super stoked, and we're past that experience in our own household, but it is going to be an amazing thing for years to come. For not only the people who live in that neighborhood, but from outside of that neighborhood as well. They always had all of the energy and the excitement, and there was just a palpable sort of thing in even that very old building, right? And now for them to be able to match that with brand new construction and state-of-the-art, very exciting.
Yeah, that's what we're finding out here is we know we have great kids. And we know we have some really good programs, and our buildings have given us some issues over the years, but our high schools, when you walk into them, they really are inspiring. And now, you know, John's Hill, we talked about Enterprise, I believe yesterday, or it's not Enterprise, I'm sorry, American Dreamers Academy, and several of the other facilities that have been given that update, the air conditioning, you know, the modern technology upgrades, and they're continuing to do that. So now it's like, all right, let's just get in there and do the work. We don't have to worry about the buildings, and we don't have to worry about some of this stuff. It's pretty exciting for our future.
I think that people, when you think about old buildings, right, there are people who believe in bricks and mortar. There are people that say, well, no, it's really, you know, the teacher and the kids. And yeah, I remember back in the day when I served on the Decatur Public Schools Foundation board, we would raise money, put technology into schools, you know, through private donations, and literally the old Eisenhower High School, not the new one, but the old one, teachers would have to sort of plug in and use something, and the people across the hall would have to unplug stuff. I mean, they literally didn't have the juice to be able to operate the technology.
Right. I mean, and then there are days where you couldn't have school because it was too hot. You know, it's like some of these things that are baseline kind of stuff.
No, you know? But if you could say, here's a Promethean board,
right?
But Mrs. So-and-so across the hall couldn't use her Promethean board while Mr. X, Y, and Z had their Promethean board operating.
Right. Right. Not enough power to just do it right.
So I'm very excited about this and for the future of those John's Hill students and families and staff and the whole crew. Pretty exciting stuff. DPS61.org is the website. You have until the 31st, and there will be a priority for those neighborhood families, K through 8. So I highly encourage them. And I like the idea they were out just like not sending out a press release, you know, literally hanging stuff on people's doors, you know, in that neighborhood and talking to families and getting the word out. Volunteers, too, not just DPS staff.
That's what it's going to take. You know, a lot of times you feel in different parts of the communities, sometimes you feel overlooked. You feel like they're not talking to you. And so you maybe tune it out. And so if they come to your door and tell you, hey, this is an opportunity for your family here, and look what we're trying to do for you, get on board. I think it makes a huge impact, honestly.
Let's hope so. Jason writes in, we're looking for your ultimate drive song. I mean, literally in your car, what does it for you, right? And everyone has a wildly different interpretation of this. Mm-hmm. And there are no wrong answers, right?
Right.
Jason writes in that his is Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song, which is a great, it is amazing to me, like for some of this music, if you go back to a certain time, it was considered to be not taboo, but it wasn't necessarily mainstream or it was hardcore rock and roll, and now you'll find it in a Cadillac commercial.
Yeah, that's crazy for me to even think about a world where Led Zeppelin was edgy instead of just the
standard. And I don't mean that it was controversial, but I mean it was, there were a lot of people thought sort of those long-haired hippies.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was just a different time. And now it is so nostalgic that it is being used to sell you that car.
You know, the first one that you got in, get your motor running, head out on the highway, like, is there... That one's probably etched in full marble on the Mount Rushmore of of road trip songs.
Gary follows up to his previous email to listen to the blues theme. It is everything Born to be Wild isn't. If you have to keep saying you were born to be wild over and over, guess what? You probably aren't. So people have their own internal debate running on this. I am not as big a fan of the Steppenwolf song. It was sort of overplayed to me.
It's not mine, but I mean, in terms of driving, like, you throw that into any movie, two buddies hop into a car and that song plays, you can montage it for the next 5 minutes. I mean, that song it means driving. It means it.
Okay. Is there a Queen song that falls into this? I mean, is Bohemian Rhapsody, one of those drive songs?
It is the captain of the more than one person in the car team. So, because that is the group song to have fun with everybody playing there, like Wayne's World, where you do the high part, I'll do the low part, we'll all do this part together. I think Bohemian Rhapsody is the crowd participation captain of that team, I think.
Because of Wayne's World?
Probably. And it just showed how fun it can be with your friends, or your family. And I think that one is there, but it not on by myself. Long hair out, top down. That's not Bohemian Rhapsody.
I have, several, I had that song in my youth when it was originally out. So there are several reincarnations of that song throughout my lifeline.
Yep.
And then there was the 90s Wayne's World sort of thing. And then, the Queen, movie. Mm-hmm. And then, so through several, decades of my life, that song has come in and out of consciousness and for different generations and different reasons.
And it's such a weird song. It's like,
when it came out originally, there was nothing even remotely close to it on the radio.
Like some of the lyrics that I've been singing for my entire life, I don't even know if I'm even close to them, because they're not words that I know. If they are even words, I don't know.
All right. Email us, buyers@wsoyam.com. You can get to us through social media as well. That song, and I think there are two distinct categories. There's a daytime sun out song, and then there's a nighttime when we've all had that stretch. You're tired, right? It feels like you're not ever going to get to your destination. And there's that song that sort of picks you up in the middle of the night, when you're driving home, whatever it might be. There's two distinct categories to me.
Yeah, a band that I think might be in both of those categories, and I think AC/DC.
Oh, yes.
Because it's like you pump it during the day and you're burning rubber, but at night, if you hear just a couple of those notes come from Thundersticks or Thunderstruck, just a couple of those, you're like, uh-oh, here it comes. You better be awake in about 12 seconds because it's going to start kicking.
I think
AC/DC. All right.
Send us an email, buyers@wsoyam.com. Don't forget to sign up for the Refresh, your daily content piece. I mean, literally Monday through Friday, there's a weekend edition that comes out on Saturday, so you're going to get 6 emails a week. And you can find out. It's a great lifestyle piece. It's all about Lindsay and her work. But you can get some great stuff, some great opportunities, and courtesy of First Mid, your chance to win certificates to local restaurants, so you can do some takeout and continue to support the cause. Now, they arrested several people over the last 24 hours. The rebel Confederate flag guy, the "Wow, you're pretty good" guy, that was his reaction at his front door.
Yeah.
I don't know when you've bragged all over social media that you are surprised that you got that knock on the door from federal agents. They're good, but you're really not very smart.
Yeah, you made it easy. They didn't have to do a lot of work. In fact, the internet probably did it for them and sent a tip. Here's all you need.
Or maybe your boss or your ex-wife or whatever. The Confederate flag guy and his son, so it was a father-son duo, that was a part of that. And then the shaman and or shaman, guy's lawyer on TV last night, he has to have, one of the things that made the news over the last couple of days, was that he wasn't being fed an organic, meal in prison or in jail.
Mm-hmm.
The word privilege has been thrown around a lot, over the last number of years. And if you want today's definition of that word, I would just point you to that particular story.
Right. I think the staff member from Camp Auschwitz was released on his own recognizance as well.
Yeah. And many of these people will be, and we'll see how it all plays out in a court of law. But the lawyer last night that I watched and listened to for the shaman and or shaman, which is a very unusual word that evidently can be pronounced either way. I mean, I always thought you say tomato, I say tomato. Well, no one really says tomato from those song lyrics. Maybe it's now shaman shaman. His lawyer said that his client had direct permission from President Donald Trump to do what he did.
Oh, no.
This is going to be something used in a court of law, that he was invited by the highest authority in the land, the top office in the United States of America. This is now going to be a legal argument in a court of law that we were just doing what we were told.
Wow, I wonder, legal-wise, I wonder if that has any merit.
I can't imagine that it will, because someone tells you to do something, someone stokes your passion, your anger, your whatever, fear, whatever that is, doesn't give you the ability to break the law.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%, but if the argument is that the person giving you that is the law, then I don't know, some of those weird legal gymnastics, you know, I hope that doesn't make sense.
And what do you make of the imagery that you see out of Washington, D.C. right now? I mean, just looking at pictures or video, they're going to shut down the entire National Mall. They have canceled the evidently, and I didn't know this, there's a run-through or a practice round of doing this. That's been canceled. The whole idea of riding a train, they're not going to allow weapons to be checked in on flights coming into Washington, D.C. There's plenty of Airbnbs that have shut down any reservations. This will be an inauguration unlike anything I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I heard a reporter, I think maybe it was on Fox News over the break, saying that this felt very much like when they were driving around through Baghdad and not going to work in Washington, D.C. These images, we talked about the imagery, the last Wednesday, the things that we saw that are not like what we're used to, you know, the different flags, the different hate stuff that we saw. And then now, fast forward, and it's the exact opposite. There's none of that. It's become a demilitarized zone that's got no people in it. It's a stark contrast. It's
have you
crazy.
Ever been to Washington, D.C.?
I've not.
Okay. The National Mall is a huge section it's not just a park.
Right.
It is one of my favorite places. It's a little over the top, meaning that if you put it in Boise, Idaho, it wouldn't make any sense. But right. But as our nation's capital, it sort of looks the way it should look. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it could almost be silly,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
except for what it represents. It makes sense. And it's an unbelievable place. I'll never forget, speaking of Martin Luther King Day on Monday, you can go to the top of the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, right? Mm-hmm. Which, you know what that looks like with the columns, yeah. and the gigantic Lincoln in the chair. But at the top of the steps, about 3/4 of the way up or 85% of the way up, there is an X in the concrete where Martin Luther King delivered that speech. And it gives you goosebumps.
How could it not? We know what that perspective looked like from photos. I mean, but to just look out that vast...
I mean, but to stand there...
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't imagine.
And so, yes, protest and peaceful protest and people having the ability to literally use their First Amendment rights to change policy, society, attitudes, thoughts is such a deep part of this, the history of this country. And it just makes me sad. I mean, inherently inside, just sad that you're thinking about that being surrounded by 20,000 National Guardsmen and women because we're going to peacefully transition power to a new president. That's not something I've seen in my life.
Yeah, and that word peacefully transition power, you know, you would think that it would come with a with pomp circumstance, the previous president and the new president kind of doing that symbolic thing that they do.
Leaving. And Mike Pence, to his credit, yeah. will be there.
Yeah.
Ivanka Trump, who I'm not even sure was invited, will not be there, and we will not miss her at all. But thanks for letting us know you're not going.
Oh, I didn't
know. I'm not even sure she was invited. because I don't know that we have the kids of the family, adult people. And there's a whole unbelievable story, if true, about her and her husband and Secret Service and not being able to use one of their six restrooms in their house.
Do they have to rent a basement? A basement apartment?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. If that's true, and I don't know that it is, if it is true, it speaks volumes about character. We're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour stories and news. When we get back here, we'll check in with Mark Tupper. We have Tom Brinkotter coming up, as well as Terry Booker will be with us from Brinkotter.com. And we've got a lot to get to. Only halfway through the show, ladies and gentlemen. Sign up for the refresh now at NowDecatur.com. Back with more after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 6,652 new confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 88 additional confirmed deaths. Macon County officials reported the death of one resident, a female in her 80s. Officials also reported 72 new COVID-19 cases. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 1,052,682 cases, including 17,928 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity rate is now 6.8%. Richland Community College has new orientation dates for its industrial job skills training program. The program is designed for individuals looking to invest themselves in this training that is designed to get your local work in today's modern industrial environment. The industrial skills training program will help individuals develop a strong understanding of modern industrial job skills. To find out more about Richland's industrial job skills training program, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue plan includes $1,400 stimulus payments, more federal unemployment, rental, and food assistance, and more grants for small businesses. There's also more money for coronavirus vaccines and testing.
We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated, to mobilize more medical teams to get shots in people's arms.
His inauguration's in 5 days, and there's a lot of extra security in place in Washington.
About 21,000 National Guard troops are expected to pour in over the weekend. Michael Thompson of Oklahoma's National Guard.
I think right now we're up to about 40-plus states across the United States that are sending soldiers and airmen to our nation's capital.
A senior defense official has told Fox the troops are being briefed as though they're going on military deployment.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we might see up to an inch of snow, mainly this afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. And tonight, we've got a 40% chance of some more snow, cloudy again with a low of 27. For Saturday, we've got a chance of flurries throughout the day and evening. It'll be cloudy with a high near 34. And Sunday, more flurries, more clouds, and a high just over 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is our great pleasure every weekday morning to be able to check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NFL playoffs.
You know, Brian, we have the division round this weekend.
four games, two on Saturday, two on Sunday, and I started to look at these quarterbacks, the eight remaining quarterbacks, and the difference in what's going on in the NFC and what's going on in the AFC is alarming. Interesting at the very least. You have in the NFC, you have Tom Brady of the Bucs at 43 years old. You have Drew Brees of the Saints at 42 years old. You have Aaron Rodgers of the Packers at 37. Jared Goff is the young kid in the NFC at 26 from the Rams. And then you go to, and you could look at those three guys, Brady, Brees, and Rodgers, and say, man, they're old. And I look at him and say, man, they're experienced. You know, you think about how many defenses they have analyzed, how many pressure situations they've been in, and all that business. And then you look at the AFC. The, of the four remaining quarterbacks of the Ravens, Bills, Browns, and Chiefs, the oldest quarterback in the AFC of those four is Baker Mayfield at 25 years old. Patrick Mahomes is 25, but is five months earlier, younger. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are both 24. I mean, that is amazing to me that you have all these kids on one side of the street and these veteran guys over on the other side of the street. So Saturday, first game, 3:35 our time on Fox, is Rams at Packers. This is an interesting game because the Packers have the number one scoring offense in the NFL, and the Rams have the number one scoring defense in the NFL. And Devontae Adams of the Packers has been probably the best wide receiver this season. And Jalen Ramsey, the cornerback for the Rams, might be the best at what he does. I think the Packers win that game, but I think that's an interesting one. The one that I think is even more difficult to pick is the night game Saturday, 7:15 on NBC, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills. I think it's a total coin flip with Lamar Jackson against Josh Allen. I wouldn't even know how to pick that game. And then Sunday, the early game is 2:05 on CBS, Cleveland Browns, Kansas City Chiefs. This is Mahomes against Baker Mayfield. I think the Chiefs win this game, particularly playing at home. And then the later game on Sunday is at 5:40 on Fox, the Tampa Bay Bucks and the New Orleans Saints. This is Brady against Brees. New Orleans is favored in this game by 3. I think the Bucks win this game. I just, having watched the Saints against the Bears last weekend, I realized the Saints won that game. I wasn't that impressed with them. Brees just looks like he's still not all the way back from his broken ribs and everything. And I just like the Bucks in that game. So another good weekend of football, two games each day.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll do a little Major League Baseball with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Mark Topper. All right, what's the latest with Theo?
Theo, after leaving the Cubs, has been hired by Major League Baseball as a consultant for what they're calling on-field matters. And this is as the sport considers rules changes to try to get more action back into the game more balls in play. Until now, Theo's job has been to consider what works. And now his job is to consider what is best for the game, for the fans, for now and for the future. And I've heard him talk about some of these things, and everything is on the table with him. He is always thinking about this. He's one of the guys that's been the most respected on analytics, but has said that in using analytics, we have unwittingly hurt the game. He's going to talk about what should we do with the shift. Should we consider a different distance from the mound to home plate, move it back a little bit? Should we have fewer pitchers on the roster? Not fewer players, but fewer pitchers, because he thinks it's damaged the game to have a starter that goes five innings, and then you bring in a 95-mile-an-hour sixth-inning guy, a 95-mile-an-hour seventh-inning guy, the same in the eighth, and then a 100-mile-an-hour ninth-inning guy. He thinks it'd be better if you made pitchers go longer than five innings, made them face a third time through the order, And all of these things are going to be interesting. And he's a good guy to do it because he's respected by the analytics people. And I think he's also respected by the old school people. And maybe down the road, you'll see Theo Epstein as the commissioner of baseball. I think it's possible, but I think he still is going to probably try to fix one more team. Very quickly, Illinois basketball tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. Listen to the game right here as they host Ohio State.
Mark, no show on Monday, so we'll see you Tuesday. Have a great weekend, and we appreciate it. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. Great stuff. I got a preview of the refresh. Nick Smith that will be coming up at the top of the hour here for people who are subscribing. And it is funny because we've had a lot of conversations, Lindsay and I have, about food that you loved as a kid that maybe doesn't translate necessarily in your adult life, and then when you go back to it, there's a mixed bag of reactions.
I feel like that about the movie Lost Boys, where I loved it, and then I went back and watched it, and I'm like,
yeah, I think it's still pretty good. But not only is there Lindsay's thoughts on this, but there's also a lot of reaction from people in the greater Decatur community about their, you know, something that was a staple of your childhood. SpaghettiOs, you know, Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, okay.
Jerry talking about fried bologna, that kind of thing. There's also on the refresh this morning, and you can sign up to free at Natigator.com. There's, you know, you get your extended forecast. There's things you need to know, several things in the news, but also the digs presented by Brinkotter Realtors, where you can check out some, not just the one home highlight we'll do here in a little bit with Terry, but a full listing of stuff that's going on and homes that are available. And then the binge, which is, you know, over a three-day holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what you can knock out in 3 days. You'll probably have knocked out a couple series. That's how you roll.
I do roll that way. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt about it. But in the binge is the 2018 documentary King in the Wilderness, which is available on demand only on Monday. HBO is offering this up, chronicling the final chapters of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life. It's an honest sort of assessment about a conflicted leader. And I have not seen it, but I've read incredible reviews of it. So that's just some of the things you'll get in the refresh. Sign up today at nowdecatur.com. We'll get back on the other side of the break. Tom Brinkotter is going to join us. I love what they do in our community. I mean, yeah, are they the leader in selling homes? Absolutely. You want to sell your home right now, you call them. You're going to be handled in the most professional way possible with the latest technology, the smartest minds. But they don't just stop with that. They give back and they support. And they've done a number of things throughout these past 10 months. We'll talk about some of that. A Matterport thing they did for Murphy and Co. or Murphy and Company in downtown Decatur. We're going to give away a gift certificate to that shop. And then we will have our home highlight with Terry Booker in just a little bit. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, this is Alethea, administrator at Eagle Ridge of Decatur. During these uncertain times, we are continuing our mission to serve our residents and community with a home that provides love, compassion, and dignity. Rest assured, our residents are surrounded by people who care for them deeply, and we will continue to provide love and care for them. We look forward to the future when this is behind us, but until then, we will continue to work to ensure the safety of all employees and residents. Call us at 872-1282 to join the Eagle Ridge family.
SIU Center for Family Medicine reminds you that the flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during 2018 to 2019, flu vaccinations prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. Be safe this flu season and get your flu vaccination. Contact SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur today. Schedule an appointment for your flu shot by calling 217-872-3800. SIU Center for Family Medicine. We care. You matter.
How would you like to have a say in how your donations are used in our community? With the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle, you do. Through the Give 365 Giving Circle, when you donate just a dollar a day for a year, you have a vote in how the funds are used. Just think of all of the good you can do for our community organizations, schools, seniors, kids, the arts, food banks, animals, and so much more with $365 a year. You can donate monthly or a one-time payment. And when your donations are combined with other Give 365 Giving Circle donations, we can do even more for the community. Let's work together to make a more powerful impact. Donate for yourself, with your spouse, or as a family or group to make a difference. Sign up for the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle today and have your say at MaconCountyGives.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday, and it is our great pleasure to welcome Tom Brinkotter to the program in his normal slot here on Friday mornings. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Brian. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. You know, we've talked about this 3D walkthrough that you guys have been doing for local businesses, and you have a new one with Murphy & Company, which is pretty cool. What did you think of the store?
I think that store is beautiful. I remember being in there when it was the old pharmacy, and they have totally transformed that space. It's very inviting, and, you know, we did a 3D walkthrough in there, and you can literally zoom into items they have for sale and check the store out online before you go in.
Yeah, it's pretty cool for people to get like a bird's eye view, right, which is what you guys do with your homes, but now you're doing this for small business owners as just a way to help out and give them a little extra publicity.
Well, yeah, you know, Brian, with the pandemic and people staying home, you know, we've really ramped up the 3D walkthroughs for our real estate listings, and we were thinking, you know, maybe this would help some local business owners and just trying to help people out and get some eyes on their store and you know, maybe help people look at what they want to see before they actually get in the car and go in there. You know, there's nothing like being there in person, but when you have all this time on your hands and you're at home, it's kind of nice to be able to do something different.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have been involved in so many things. You guys are anyway, but particularly the past 10 months through this pandemic as people have really struggled. Talk to me a little bit about Project Cheer. You know, we had this in the news a while back, but you guys working with the chamber, what made you decide to do this? You know, what was the chamber's impetus behind this to help out businesses?
Well, I sit on the chamber's board, and a number of business owners kind of got together and had a conversation. And during the pandemic, there's been some industries that have been really financially hurt, and there's been other industries and businesses that have done okay. And those businesses that have done okay wanted to do something to help the restaurant workers, just help them out. So the chamber has what's called Metro Money. It's basically like a gift certificate, but you can spend it like money in about 45 different businesses. So we put the call out, the chamber put the call out, and some businesses stepped up, and we raised about $30,000 and gave out over $200 a piece to 135 restaurant workers. And that just makes me feel great to be a part of that chamber and that other local businesses are helping their fellow businesses. It's just a wonderful community, and, you know, Decatur, whenever you put the call out, people seem to step up.
They certainly do, and in that, I noticed also you guys are going to support the R-Bar and Grill team, which Zach and a number of other local restaurant owners got together to put a GoFundMe page together. I'm looking at it this morning. They're about $8,295 towards their $15,000 goal. You know, these are just the little things. If people are inspired by what you guys do as a company, what other people do, you know, $25, $50, $100 goes a long way.
Absolutely, Brian. And you know, that's just a tragedy, what happened there. And those people are out of work. And I want to give compliments to Zach for getting this thing going. And if you could all do it, you know, $1, $2, $5, go to that GoFundMe page and let's help out our neighbors. We all got to come together during this and help each other out.
That's exactly right. And not only Zach, but Woody and Brent Sloan and Seth and the whole crew, everybody that was involved in that. That's great stuff. Tom, literally, I want to spend a couple of seconds talking to people who maybe are not even remotely thinking about selling their home. But tell me, and more importantly, them, why right now is the best time I can remember to sell your home.
I got two really good reasons. There are, at this moment, there are only 206 active residential listings for sale in Macon County. And as of yesterday, I checked with First National Bank, and their 30-year interest rate is 2.75%, and the 15-year rate is 2.5%. So lack of inventory coupled with very low interest rates and very high demand is a great recipe to get your home sold. So you can give any one of our 60 agents a call, go to our website. We'll be happy to come out, give you a free market analysis on your home, tell you what we think it's worth in today's market. And if you want to get that going, we can get it going for you right away.
Tom, have a wonderful weekend, my friend. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. Tom Brinkotter. We get back on the other side of the break, Nick. We're going to go to Wedgwood Court, which is in the 62526 zip code up north. And Terry Booker will give us our home highlight. And by the way, we have a $25 gift card from Murphy & Company that we'll put with that home highlight today, right? So if you we'll look for that on Facebook today, you can like, comment, feel free to share. And win yourself. I'd take Lindsay has a gift card ready to go there. Those boards.
Oh yeah, the charcuterie boards or the little cutting boards.
I always pause in front of that word, and I have no idea why I have. You know, it's one of those words for mm-hmm. me.
Oh, it's all right.
Charcuterie. Charcuterie.
Yeah, maybe now I'm saying it wrong, but that's how I've always known it to be. But hey, you know what else I got there, Brian? For $25, you would be able to get these little spoon spatula combination things.
Is it a spatula?
Yes, it's something like that. It's a made up word. Also, they handed me this butter knife that heats up, conducts the heat from your hand into the blade, and so it slices right through the butter, even if you pull it right out of the fridge. So $25, you could walk away with a handful of that stuff. If they have them in stock, she said they fly off the shelves pretty regularly. But those are some recommendations.
They'll get more. It's a great store. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take the 3-day forecast back with Terry Booker after this. Don't go anywhere. Here is Nick Smith.
Hey, today we might see about an inch of snow, mainly this afternoon, cloudy with a high of 34. And tonight, 40% chance of snow, cloudy again with a low of 27. For Saturday, it's going to be cloudy still, chance of flurries throughout, and a high of 34. Then Sunday, more clouds, more flurries, and a high just over 30. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:51.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us. The All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Now, Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union has student loans for all students. Whether you're a high school senior taking the traditional route and wondering how you'll finance college in the fall, or a single parent going back for a degree while working full-time. From undergraduate to graduate and even parent loans, DECU has you covered. Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union will meet you there from pre-K to MBA. Apply for your Sallie Mae student loan through Earth Mover at DECU.com/student.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. The Brinkotter segment, our home highlight this week is 1118 Wedgewood Court. Terry Booker joins us. Terry, where is this located?
This is located up by Hickory Point Golf Course, just off of Oakland before you get to Weaver.
All right, good neighborhood, great neighborhood. This is a big place, 5 beds, 3.5 bath, almost 4,500 square feet on a half acre, 3-car garages. It has everything.
It does. It has everything inside right now. You've got up to 5 bedrooms that you can use. You've got all kinds of recreational space in the basement, a large kitchen. You have a sunroom, an office on the main floor. You've got space for everybody inside. And then in a few short months, if you look at the backyard, swimming pool, fire pit, large patio, fenced yard, everything done for you, move-in condition.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm looking through the photo gallery as we speak. This pandemic has taught us one thing, right? We want to be comfortable where we are. We want to have all the amenities because we're spending a lot more time in our homes than we ever have in our life.
That is correct, and this is one of those homes that really offers you everything inside and out that you could possibly want.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about some of it. It was built in 1997, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you talked a little bit about that basement. How important, you know, we're fortunate. Not everywhere in the country, you know, do they put basements in, right?
Right.
But people need storage. They need, I mean, we all have too much stuff. How important is that to buyers?
You know, around here, the basement is really important. Even if it's unfinished, it's important that people have that space for storage and play. But when it's finished like this one is, and you've got a recreational area for either kids or adults, or you could make another room down there into a movie room. There's space to do just about anything that you want to do. And today is your families, if you have 8 people in your family, you can have 4 upstairs, 4 downstairs, and you're not all over each other.
No doubt about it. Talk to me about this updated kitchen.
As you look at it, the kitchen is huge, beautiful kitchen. It has white cabinets, newer flooring, granite top that goes with the flooring. It just is beautifully done. Huge area to sit for eating with great windows that look out to the backyard. It's got a walk-in pantry. It's just, there's everything. The backsplash is done. There's nothing left to do.
Yeah, and we're also in the mood for that, I think, as well. And man, when I look at that pool and I look at that fire pit and I look at that backyard, I'm thinking, man, we only got to get through about another 60 days.
That's exactly right, and they will go faster, although today when it's kind of cold and snowy outside, we think it's going to last forever, but you know what? It will come soon when we'll want a backyard just like that.
All right, you can go to Brinkotter.com. You can also go to the Nauticator Facebook page. You can win a $25 gift card to Murphy & Company. Terry, what's the best way for people to contact you if they're interested in more about this particular house?
Go to email teambooker@brinkotter.com or my cell is 433-0561. Go to Brinkotter to my face, press on it, and it has all that information if you forget.
All right, Terry, have a great weekend. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful home. Man, does it have, like, all of the outside amenities? I mean, the house is beautiful, but you get into that backyard.
Yeah, you know, you're not...
A basketball hoop.
Oh, the outside is awesome, but a couple things I noticed. You're not going to run into anybody in the kitchen because of how open it is and a lot of space there. But that basement has enough room to comfortably do ping pong, even if you were Olympic style, where you have to dive for the balls to go way off.
Go all in Forrest Gump.
You sure can.
Yes, for sure. All right. The Brinkotter home highlight each and every week. You know, when we get back here, I've got a long list. By the way, that Shaman Shaman guy, if you read the federal charges against him, I mean, it's almost impossible to believe how nuts some of these people are. He thinks he's an alien. and that's easy to sort of scoff or laugh at,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that was your natural
right.
reaction. But he's also one of these guys that showed up with a plan for this insurrection
right.
and really wanted to take hostages and do a lot of really, really bad things. And so you see the paint on the face mm-hmm. and the horns and the ridiculous look. There's some serious QAnon white supremacist like stuff there that is downright frightening.
And then on top of that, the influence, that, you know, it's one thing to be alone in your basement and show up one day with no connection to the outside world. It's another when people look to you for guidance and leadership and plans. You know, this is somebody that had been tracked throughout the last few months, seen at lots of different events. So this is someone that, you know, his thoughts were shared with others as well.
Yeah. He left a note for Mike Pence with a warning that it's only a matter of time. Justice is coming. And, you know, others carved murder the media, you know, into a door, you know, there in the Capitol. They stole laptops and phones and maybe even national security stuff.
Yeah, let's hope not on that part. But, yeah, I mean, that's certainly on the table right now.
But there's still a lot of people that I see on social media going, well, they just got caught up in the moment. Maybe some. I'll be willing to grant you that. Maybe some. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them went there with really bad intent.
Well, you've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.